Biltmore Oswald, The Diary of a Hapless Recruit by Thorin Smith.
July 2nd. Mother got in again. There seems to be no practical way of keeping her out. This time she came breezing in with a friend from East Aurora, a large elderly woman of about 110 summers and an equal number of very hard winters. The first thing Mother said was to the effect that she was going to see what she could do about getting me a rating. She did. The very first officer she saw, she sailed up to and buttonholed, much to my horror. Why can't my boy Oswald have a pretty little eagle on his arm, such as I see so many of the young men up here wearing about the camp? The abruptness of this question left the officer momentarily stunned, but I will say for him that he rallied quickly and returned a remarkably diplomatic reply to the effect that the pretty little eagle, although pleasing to gaze upon, was not primarily intended to be so much of a decoration as a means of identification, and that certain small qualifications were required, as a rule, before one was permitted to wear one of the emblems in question. Qualifications, he hastened to add, which he had not the slightest doubt that I failed to possess if I was the true son of my mother, but which, owing to fate and circumstances, I had probably been unable to exercise. Whereupon he bid her a very courteous good day, returned my salute, and passed on, but not before the very old lady accompanying my mother saluted also, raising her hand to her funny bit of a bonnet with an unnecessary snappiness and snickering in a senile manner. This last episode upset me completely, but the old lady was irrepressible. From that time on, she punctuated her progress through the camp with exaggerated salutes to all the officers she encountered on the way. This, of course, was quite a startling and undignified performance for one of her years, very embarrassing to me, as well as mystifying to the officers, who hardly knew whether to hurl me into the brig as vicarious atonement, or to rebuke the flighty old creature on the grounds of undue levity. Most of them passed by, however, with averted eyes and a discountenanced expression, feeling, I am sure, that I had put her up to it. Mother thought it quite amusing, and she enjoyed my discomfiture hugely. Then, for no particular reason, she began to garnish her conversation with inappropriate seagoing expressions, such as pipe down, hit the deck, avast, and hello, buddy! Were she ever picked up all this nonsense, I'm at a loss to discover, but she continued to pull it to the bitter end. Hello, buddy, was the way she greeted the Jimmy Legs of my barracks after I introduced her to him with much elaboration. This completely floored the poor lad and rendered him inarticulate. He thinks now that I come from either a family of thugs or maniacs, probably the latter. I succeeded in shaking the old thing for a while, and when I found her, she was demonstrating the proper method of washing whites to a group of sailors assembled in the washroom of one of our most popular latrines. She was heading in the direction of the shower baths when I finally rounded her up. She was a game old lady, I'll have to hand her that. Her wildest escapade was reserved for the end of her visit, when I took her over to the KFC hut, and she challenged any sailor present to a game pool for a quarter a ball. When we told her that the sailors in the Navy never gambled, she said that she was completely off the service, and that she thought it was high time that we learned to do something useful instead of singing sentimental songs and weaving ourselves into intricate figures. This remark forced us to it, and much against our wills, we proceeded to show the old lady up at pool. She had been bluffing all along, and when it came to a showdown, we found she couldn't shoot for shucks. When the news spread around the hut, the sailors crowded about her thick as thieves, challenging her to play. She was a wild, unregenerated old lady. But she was by no means an easy mark, as it later developed when she matched them for winnings, got it all back, and I am told by some sailors that she even left the hut a little ahead of the game. I don't object to notoriety, but there are numerous ways of winning it that are objectionable, and this old lady was one. Mother must have been giddier in her youth than I ever imagined.